like hold on who you Gil. Where are you?
I'm at Grand Central, man.
Stay there by the mine, guys, what we're coming now.
Yeah, yeah. Alright.
Driver! Grand Central, and do us a favour, stick the Rodigan show on.
Moonlight love. Well, I'm about to come to you with slightly different way. Technical problems again. I hope you can hear me. Don't know what's going on, but we're here, in, albeit in a strange way. Right. So, let's see if Holly can hear me, first of all. Hello.
Hi. Hi there. Oh, I hear you.
Oh, problems. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on, but the studio cut out and wouldn't let me back in. So we're here, albeit in a strange way. Okay. Right. So, Holly, are we ready for the first call, yeah?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, lovely. Karen, good evening.
Hello? I think she's sidetracked. Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hello, Karen? Karen? Oh, she's gone. Oh,
all right
then.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's very strange. I can hear you, you can hear me, and nobody else can hear us. Isn't it wonderful? you can read for 2 hours for me. Okay, Blair. Okay, let's try this one. 831.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
There's somebody there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
What's your name?
My name is Fernando.
Hi, Fernando.
Hi.
On the way I read, you have to ask me questions, especially since you're the first caller.
Okay. As far as my finances go, how does it look in the near future?
Now, also, how I read, sometimes they're very blunt, so just know it's not coming from me. I'm not trying to insult anybody, okay? Okay, well, they're showing me you counting, and you just seem to still not have enough for, like, the next 6 months or more. You want to ask me, like, more questions like that, more direct questions?
Is there anything that you get in spirit that needs to be addressed to me, or something in my life that's like around me that you can like sense or pick up?
I'll just tell you what I have real quick, but I need like a more of a direct question, but I just feel like you're very frustrated with the finances. Like you're disgusted, like, you know, like just annoyed.
Okay. I'm very worried because I filed for unemployment, and I'm kind of worried to see if I'm going to get it or not.
Okay, let me see. Let me see
like
if I get it yet.
They say within 3 weeks, 4 weeks, up to 4 weeks. It's been 3 weeks already.
Yeah.
So this week that's coming is going to be the fourth week. Everything's already set. All the information's like they receive all information from all my former employers. So now they're just waiting for the final decision to be made if I get approved or not, and that should be by next week. And I'm kind of worried to see if I get that or not. I'm not sure. I'm pretty confident and sure I'll get it, but at the same time I'm kind of like okay, like it's like 50-50, so like I'm kind of like really stressing about it.
Yeah, you're going to get it, but with conditions. But we all know that we have to jump through hoops when we're on that, like turn in so many applications and, you know, whatever they ask you to do. But they say, yeah, you're going to get it, but with conditions.
Right. Okay.
So you'll get it. But they said it's still not going to be enough.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's not going to be enough, but I mean, I'll manage, I guess.
Do you work on cars?
Do I work on cars? No. Why? Is there something about cars that you sense?
Yeah, you're either standing next to somebody while they're under it, or you're helping somebody work on a car. And that's what they're showing me. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know anyone who works on cars.
Just wait for that in the future. Yeah. Okay,
possibly,
so what
possibly.
Else?
Okay, so I've been kind of living in poverty, and, like, I haven't really been going out for the past, like, 2 months. I've been inside the house. I mean, I stay active. You know, I work out. And I work out, and then, you know, I like to, like, research things, you know. Research things, learn new things. But, like, at the same like, I feel like, I'm not going to say bored, but at the same time, like lifeless. Like, I'm not going to say hopeless, but, like, you know what I mean?
It's kind of normal to feel that way.
Really?
You know, you're going through, because you're stressing about money.
I'm pretty sure a lot of
trying to find
everybody
a job.
Goes through that.
Yeah, everybody goes through that, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong
with it. Yeah, I have that dark cloud, and you know, at the same time, I haven't been going out, but I just stay inside the house. But, like, the only thing that's keeping me, like stable is, like you know, like doing cardio, like exercising. And,
do you smoke?
You know, cigarettes?
No. They're saying stop buying the weed so you can save money.
Oh, yeah,
you
I do.
You know what
but
I mean?
I mean?
Like, you're spending too much money on that.
Yeah, I haven't been smoking, though, but I do smoke, and I used to smoke a lot, but, like, not lately because, you know, my funds are kind of low. And
you're saying now the time is to push it aside. Like, don't even waste your money on it.
Right.
Yeah, like, if you have any good friends, that just share with them for a minute. You
I
know
have no
mean?
Friends. I have no friends. I'm, like, I feel like I'm alone. But I'm like, I have hopes. I have hopes and I have goals because I have goals and hopes for the future. I'm trying to start a business. So I'm kind of working on that. And I'm kind of not happy because also I feel like I'm not in the right place to be living at or staying at. Like, I'm, like, in the wrong area. Like, I can just totally
feel. I think I remember you. Yeah, I think I remember you now. Like, you are you staying with the family? Yeah. A family member,
no.
An uncle? That's not you?
Yeah, okay. I think I remember.
Yeah, you are, right?
Now too.
Yeah.
You used to do card readings?
I have cards at my house, but I don't use, I don't do them on the show. I just do regular on the show. I don't use the cards on the show.
Right.
But, just ask me one more question because I'm not sure how many people we got on.
Let's see, one other question.
Are you from California?
Yeah.
We need to go back.
I know I do. That's where. That's what I sense. That's what I sense.
You are gonna go back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to once I save enough money.
In February, you're going back in February.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking around that time. Sounds about right.
Yeah, make a little savings envelope or jar or something for California fund to get your butt home. You know what I mean? That's why they don't want you spending money on anything extra activities. You know? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you got to get yourself out of that. Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your time. And I wish you thank you.
Wait, are you going to Los Angeles?
Yes, actually, that's what I was thinking and going. If anywhere, I would go to Los Angeles because, well, first, I was born there. So I was born in the Los Angeles area. And two, the type of lifestyle and person that I am, I think Los Angeles will be a more suitable place for me.
Yeah,
how do you know?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. I'm a little psychic.
I kind of don't want to go there because it seems kind of ghetto-ish. Like, a lot of gang.
Yeah, it depends on the area.
Like,
yeah, you gotta Make sure what area you go to. There's good parts and bad parts everywhere. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's a big. I'm pretty sure it's a big, big, very big.
Huge
area, LA area. Yeah. That's so. Yeah. I guess I'll have to do some research. See where I can.
Yeah.
Do. Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Well, hope you call back in. And you'll make it there.
Thank you. I hope so. You too. Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Hey, Ken, how many callers do we have?
Oh, we've got four now. Lovely. I know, we caught up. We made it because we were running late because of technical difficulty. But the studio app failed on me. Couldn't get back into the studio. It wouldn't let me back. So I am now a guest in my own studio. It's amazing, isn't it? technology, eh? okay. Sharon.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, Sharon.
Hello. Hi, honey. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Okay. Holly, got a lot of stuff going on with my home.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see if you can get any messages regarding advice or...
You know, so weird. I've never seen this. They're showing me your home is shaking. I don't know why your home is shaking.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? I've never seen that.
You know
what?
It actually does. Because
oh, my gosh.
The neighbor has one of those souped-up pickups.
Yeah.
And they have wiring going through my house, you know, to...
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be, but it is. And when he does the... He does it on purpose. He makes it... rumble and the whole house like reverberates. And
oh my gosh.
Everything with my house is really shaky right now. No.
That was crazy.
So that was, you're right on there. It literally and figuratively is shaky.
Shakes. Yeah. I just thought maybe they were telling me you were in like an earthquake territory area, but
yeah,
now
well,
I know.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not in the earthquake area.
Okay. Ask me a few more direct questions until everything starts to flow.
I'm trying to find a lawyer to help me because there's some stuff that's been filed with the court.
Mm-hmm.
We can take it, but it wasn't done legally or properly. So I'm still trying to figure out what to do.
This is what they're showing me right now. They're showing me like a white business car with black writing or dark blue writing. But it almost looks like Uncle Sam wants you, like somebody's pointing in the picture. It's so weird.
Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's you're exactly right. They're coming after
me. Oh,
my gosh.
Oh.
And I don't know why. I don't know why. And I don't know what to do about it.
Huh, let's see. There's something else you need to file. Or you need a lawyer first? Is that what's going on?
Right. I don't know what's wrong. I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
You have to file... they're saying you have to file three more things on this case. You know, submit or...
Uh-huh.
However you word it.
Have I done anything wrong? Like, you know, when you see Uncle Sam pointing, it's like taxes or something. But
I don't know. It's so weird.
You know, the only taxes I didn't file was way back when my son was killed. And they owed me money. It wasn't me owing them. So, I mean, I lost out on things.
Is there a bankruptcy somewhere in the middle of this?
No. I wish I could. I mean... It's such a weird situation.
I don't know. I got that word, so it might be a possibility.
Okay.
But I do see you doing it yourself. I see you going to the courthouse and getting the proper forms and you filing it. I don't see a lawyer yet.
Okay.
You could do it because some of the places where you pick up the forms, they'll tell you which ones you need. You know, like some places will tell you how to fill it out and some people won't.
Okay.
Some courthouses.
Well, I've actually got some car trouble. Do you see me being able to drive my car safely?
Is it in the exhaust?
It's everywhere. They stole the muffler and the exhaust. That's gone.
Oh, okay. And then let me see what. Something, it won't start sometimes too? Or the starter?
Right. They
okay.
They just or something. Mm-hmm.
It's something where the oil goes to, I don't know anything about engines. I'm very girly.
Yeah.
But you know where
yeah.
those little things go up and down?
Yeah.
The engine. Something's wrong in there.
Well, they've been pouring oil in my backflow unit for the radiator.
Oh.
And they're trying to destroy my engine.
Nice. You can't catch them or call the police or?
Right. I can't catch them, and I've tried to call the police. I don't care.
Yeah. Did they kick a dent in it? Did it kick a dent in the door or kick
yes.
the car?
Yes. Yes. On
wow.
the side. On the side.
Yep,
and
I see it.
Took a sander to try to make it look like it was old or something. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
that's an issue because I can't drive.
Oh. I see taxis. I don't think you want
okay.
to take the bus.
We don't have one in my neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
There's no bus
okay.
out here. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying no bus, a taxi.
Yeah, that takes money, but
yeah.
we'll figure something. But there's a...
Is there a neighbor to your left, like a lady that would give you a ride? Like if you're sitting in your house. Okay, if you're standing outside, she'd be to your right. You're standing outside facing your own house in between.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, they're the ones, they're involved in trying to take it.
Take the house?
Yes. I'm a condo. They're connected.
Maybe it's a couple more down.
Yeah. There's a real nice
yeah.
lady down there, but she, I don't even think she drives. She can't hear.
Oh.
She's really, yeah. But I know what you're, you know, I know what you're trying to say. I literally have seen people, they get in their cars, they start them up. Every time I go out there, and I have
uh-huh.
been grabbed before. So it's like, by Uncle Sam.
Oh, my God, I was just going to tell you that you need to steer clear of these people, like. They don't say it's you're going to get hurt or anything, but there's some kind of danger.
So I don't know what to do. I mean, are they going to grab me? Try to arrest me for something?
Oh, they didn't show me anything like that. Let me see. I'll just look real quick. Has anybody yelled at you by your car? Like you're walking, you're standing by your car and just... Like, backed you up
yes.
into it and screaming at
yes.
you. Yeah. Like, whoever that is, you need to watch out
that's
for that one.
That's who shakes the house.
Oh. That one's dangerous.
Huh?
That one's a little dangerous. Like, watch yourself with him.
I know. But.
Crazy, girl. You need to
yeah.
move or something.
Well, I know, but it's like, where, how am I going to be able to do it? I just want to be able to sell the house myself and not have
yeah.
it taken.
Yeah.
You see
yeah,
me
well,
being able to do that?
They flashed me again. You need to go to the court and file those three more things.
God, what are they? What do I file?
Oh, I heard protection order. What, can you get a restraining order on these people?
I don't know.
Keep them away from you? Yeah, you got to try that one. Let me see what the other one. What? I don't know why they said this.
What?
I don't even want to say that. I don't even want to say
that. Say it.
A will. Do you have a will? Like, I don't, you're not going to die, so don't get
okay,
me wrong.
No. I have a will from my father.
Something about a will.
Probate, maybe.
Let me see what this, yeah, probate court. Let me see what else they got. Something about testimonies. Like written testimonies from whoever that are on your side.
Not many people are, but yeah.
Whoever.
Well, don't
yeah.
Worry. I've been by myself, you know.
Yeah.
With my mom, so. There is one person that I was close to who actually is like my only witness, and I can't even get a hold of them.
I'm saying look like on Facebook, look on the internet, you'll find them.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But if I leave the house, I'm afraid they're going to grab me.
They're showing me a back door. Is there a back door?
Yeah, they come in and out of it a lot.
Well, they're showing you, like, go through the back, like, even through somebody's yard or something. Like, behind you, is there a little house behind you with a fence around it?
I know there's condos to the left in the back, through the back, but
yeah.
They're not on my side. They're part of the problem.
What's directly behind you?
My car's in the driveway. And
I thought it doesn't run.
What?
It doesn't run, right?
Right. That's the one with all those problems you picked up.
Yeah, they're showing me you need to go out the back to the right.
Well, that's the bad people.
I thought they were to the left.
No, not if you're looking at my house. Remember, they're to the right. Everybody
that's
there
in the front of the house.
Lady.
So
mm-hmm.
If you step on your back porch and you're facing outward,
yeah,
go to the center right, go that way.
Okay, those are the people that are doing this, that are, you know, breaking
God.
The car and stuff.
Then I don't know, honey.
Yeah.
But I better see if Ken got more callers. But, you know, I don't want to want people getting mad that we're taking too long.
Oh, I don't think they would. They just don't want me talking to anybody. That's an issue with the phone. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So
you
want
to ask one last?
Whether I'm going to get grabbed or not if I go try to leave the house.
Let me see. Well, they're showing me sneaking out the back somehow, so I don't know. That's how, they just keep showing me that again and again, so that's, like, I can't change it. You know what I mean? So I don't see anybody grabbing you. I see you sneaking out the back.
Okay. It's I can do that. I take my dog out, but she's scared to go out there, so there's somebody out there scared. I mean, I can't pull her out the door.
Something about 4 o'clock. I don't know if it's 4 a.m. or 4 p.m., like the best time to go out there.
Okay. Yeah, that one that you talked about, he's out there all night. I see him and I hear him screwing with my car, but I can't catch him.
Oh, wow.
I can't get there fast enough.
Yeah.
Like they know when I'm leaving.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll have to go on to the next caller.
Okay, Holly. Well, thank you. If you think of anything,
okay,
let
I'll
me know.
I'll say prayer for you. Yeah, I'll pray for you too.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. Now, if you are out there and you are bugging Sharon's phone and listening to this show, you're going to get caught soon, I can tell you. Okay. Pat.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Pat. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I wouldn't have minded if you kept talking with that woman. I felt so bad for her.
I did too, but I don't, you know, I don't know how long is too long. I should get a little timer or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe if there's time at the end of the show, she could call back. I hope things work out well. So.
Yeah. Go ahead and ask me a question.
I'm sorry. I think I was just going to ask you if you pick up anything, so I don't have any questions ready at the moment.
I'm not really good at that.
Okay.
I have to do a couple questions and then it flows.
Okay.
I'll try them.
You want to tune into my dog? I don't want to put you on the spot. You want to tune into my dog and tell me how he's doing?
Okay, but first they said something about pizza. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so let's see. Is it still on the kitchen counter?
No, it's actually a very, very sad occurrence that started out with pizza a few days ago.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Let me see, dog. What is your dog's name?
Chance. You can go on with the pizza thing if you get any more.
Okay.
But my dog's name is Chance.
He's mad because he wants to go outside more.
Oh, dear. Okay. Yeah.
He said, tell her about my water bowl. Something about his water bowl.
That I don't understand because I change it whenever I look at it, which now has gotten to be every couple of days or so. So.
He wants it every day.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I don't know what. Let me see what else he says. He doesn't like his collar.
His collar?
Yeah, I don't like it.
The leather one or the pinch collar?
Whichever one is big. The bigger one.
Well, the thicker one is an old leather collar. It's braided.
Like it.
Why doesn't he like it?
It says it's too big. It's too chunky. He don't like it. There's stuff hanging on it, too, like his little tags.
Yeah.
Yeah, he don't like that one.
Okay.
He wants something lighter.
Okay.
Let me see what else he says. He's talking about his toenails on his front paw on the right-hand side. The second toenail or third. Something's wrong with his toenail.
Okay. He's a hound. It's really hard to cut his nails, so it's like way overdue.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you want me to see what else he says, or you want to ask something?
Sure. Sure.
Still on the dog?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Let's see. Something's wrong with his hind leg on the right-hand side?
Yeah, one of the legs. Well, that leg shakes sometimes when he's lying in bed. And I think one of them is a little arthritic.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. Yeah.
I give him stuff. Is the stuff I'm giving him helping him? I mean, I get that a lot. He's been
does it make
stuff.
Him sleepy? He says it makes him sleepy.
Really?
Watch next time you give it to him, see if he goes right to sleep, like after an
I give
hour
him,
or something.
I give him three things. Can I mention all three? One is called
sure.
Move Free. That's one.
Uh-huh.
The other one is Wabenzyme. And the other one is Bioforce or something. That's like for like parasites and stuff.
Oh. You want me to tell you which one makes him sleepy or?
Sure.
Third one.
Bioforce?
Yeah, maybe Google it, see if it's a side effect. I don't know. You know, I could be wrong. I'm not perfect. That's for sure.
Okay. It's a herbal complex that a woman puts together.
Did somebody throw the pizza back in the box?
What?
Did somebody throw, like, a piece of pizza back in the box, like, pissed off?
Back what?
Throw a piece of pizza back in the pizza box in a pissed off way?
No, but the pizza is connected. It was the beginning of a night that turned into an absolutely devastating night.
Hmm.
It's a life changer for me. Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know. I see somebody like throw. They're still showing me somebody throwing the crust back in the box. I don't know why they're showing me that over and over again, but apparently it means something. I don't know. Let me see if they'll move past it. Is your son tall and slender?
Yes.
Okay. He's close to the pizza box.
Yeah.
Let me see. Did he yell at you with an angry face?
Yes, he did. And I love him dearly, but he's been like that for years and years and years in little ways. And I finally came to the conclusion that I have to break off.
Yeah.
I have to cut him off, and I'm devastated.
They're saying, like, he's a ticking time bomb, or they're actually saying he's, like, a volcano.
Yeah.
That it's not your fault. That's his issue. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay, let me see.
And I'm a bit of a scapegoat for him, I'm afraid. Where is he going to put his anger now if I cut him off?
That's weird you just said that, because they were saying that he's going to get himself in trouble with it. He's going to pop off to the wrong person. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to learn a life lesson, basically, that he needs to learn.
Good.
So don't feel guilty because you cut him off. He needs that. He needs to learn his lesson. You know, we're all here for a certain life lessons, and that's one of his. But something in the street, on the sidewalk, like a big city, he's going to pop off to the wrong person. I mean, he's not going to die or anything. It's nothing crazy like that. It's just that he's, you know, something's going to happen.
Oh, you mean on the street, like commuting in New York City to work?
Yes. That's what I saw. That's weird. It looked like I've been to New York a few times. It looked like New York. It looked like he's walking on the sidewalk. There's cars parked along. And some altercation, verbal, I don't know. Something's going to happen on the corner. There's a corner, and I can see the little store at the windows. And then there's an alley. You know, that's how New York looks anyways, but I can see it.
I wish it would be with someone he knows. I'm not sure how he's going to take responsibility by...
The police are involved.
Wow.
The police are there. Yeah, he's going to learn a lesson. It's not just going to be a quick little short thing. Police are definitely there.
Is this going to be instigated because I'm going to cut him off?
No, see, that's like you don't need to put any guilt on you. Like, it almost seems like you're trying to make yourself guilty. No.
Well,
you know
I'm
going to
say things. I'm going to say things to him. He's going to be really surprised.
No, you need to. You know what I mean? You need to. It's enough already, they're saying.
But what I'm going to say is going to be shocking to him. And I'm afraid, with you saying this, I'm afraid this is going to push him.
Let me see. What you going to say he needs to hear years ago?
Yeah.
And no, it has nothing to do with that, because he's been like that all his life. I know. He just hasn't had somebody else come back at him.
Is this from his father?
Let me see. You know, something happened in his childhood. Like, little. Like, he's playing with toys kind of little. 4, 5, 6. I don't know, so it might be from the father. They're saying something happened in his childhood. And they're showing me him playing with toys, so that's like the age. I guess it could be 7 and under.
Was he playing with ambulance truck?
Kind of in the dining room, living room floor, close to the kitchen. That's what they're saying to me.
Did it have to do with me leaving suddenly for a time period?
No, they're showing me that the way he talked, the father talked to him. The father was mean, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it's not about you. It's about the father, how he treated him.
This is so sad for me.
But he's here for a life lesson. I wouldn't think of it as sad. I would think of it as this is part of his life journey that he chose before he came down here. You know, we all chose certain things to experience and learn from.
Yeah. Why has he chosen to be abusive to me?
I'm not sure why he made his choices before he came down. I don't know. Basically, it all makes sense once you go home. But I don't know. They're not going to tell me that.
Okay. I'm curious about his wife. How she feels about
me. Is she slender?
No.
They show me a slender girl.
That hurt him?
No. Is he an only child or does he have a sister?
Only child. He had
I just see a slender girl with short, dark brown hair, straight. I don't know why they're showing me this person. Is that the girl that his wife is a little heavy, but does she have dark brown hair?
She's tall with red hair, big bones.
Yeah, that's not what I'm seeing. Yeah. I don't know who that is. Has anybody passed over that description? Slender with dark brown hair, straight.
My sister passed at age 36 with brown hair, but it wasn't necessarily straight.
Huh. Was she slender?
At times.
I'm not sure then. Like, they're not telling me anymore on that.
Can you see the wife's role in all of this, including me and him?
He has her under control. He's controlling. He's mean to her, too.
You're kidding. He's mean to her? Oh, my God. It appears as though she's controlling him.
No, he's mean. They're showing me him being mean to her.
Wow.
I mean, how usually, this is my opinion, not from spirit, how a man treats his mother is pretty much how he's going to treat his wife or girlfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's bizarre in a way because we had the most wonderful relationship with me raising him.
Yeah.
And he's even said, you know, what would I be without you? Meaning, if my father brought me up, I wouldn't be who I am. I wouldn't be creative and this and that, all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And then it changed, you know.
He's drinking alcohol?
Not now. He was. Well, maybe he drinks some. but for a while
I see mixed drinks.
Okay.
I see some kind of hard alcohol on the rocks. It's like a brown or burgundy color.
He does beer. I don't know if he does
other
stuff.
Hard drinks.
Does he sneak it?
He goes to the bar.
What?
He goes to the bar.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. That's what they're showing me.
He commutes an hour every day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean he goes straight home. That's what they're showing me. Like I can't change it.
Does he have an alcohol problem? I mean,
they're showing me he's spending quite a bit of money on it. Very expensive to drink, especially in New York. Jeez. $10 to $15 a drink. But I better get moving. I don't know how many calls can
All right,
now.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye. Thanks.
Oh my goodness. You okay?
Choke you. Yeah. Right. We're going to take a little break, Holly. Give you a little break before we take Karen. We've got over an hour of live air to go. If we don't get any more calls, we might go early. We'll see. But we've only got Karen there at the minute. So we're going to take a short break. Out. Let me see what we can find. Right. I might take a couple actually. This one's only 2 minutes long. Well, there you go. Beach Boys with that one. And let's go for a while, for about 2 minutes and 19 seconds. Not long enough. We needed a longer piece of music than that, but we haven't got one in the studio at the minute. We'll find something. But we may just go on, after the next call. doesn't look as though it's going to be a busy show this evening. So unless we get two or three callers after Karen, then we'll be cutting early, I think, because it doesn't look as though we're going to get any more for some reason. Don't know why. Maybe they weren't expecting more than an hour. I don't know. But, okay. No worries. We'll see. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Hi, it's Karen from Chicago. My
How
question
you doing?
Is... Oh, good. 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 Happy holidays to you. My question today is, I'd like to see what you're picking up on my boyfriend. His name starts with the letter O, and I'd like to see if you see him, if he traveled out of town during this past week for the Thanksgiving holiday, or if he just stayed home. I haven't heard from him, and I'm wondering if he's mad at me.
Let me see. It's not Oscar, right?
No. But okay. They call him Owen. Owen.
Owen. I think I asked you this before. Does he smoke cigars?
Yes, cigars and cigarettes. Yes, he's a big smoker.
Okay.
Mostly like cigarettes. Yeah.
So I see him smoking. Let me see. Does he have like a favorite chair?
Yeah.
At his house?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sitting in there. So I think they're showing me he stayed home and relaxed.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, that probably makes sense. That maybe he was just resting. Or he's been sick. Yeah.
Oh. Huh. How sick is he?
He's got diabetes. He has diabetes.
Oh.
And and high blood pressure. He's got a couple of ailments. But I know that
he doesn't have pneumonia, right?
No, but he does cough a lot, but maybe he caught a cold or something.
Yeah, they're showing me him coughing up, sorry to say this, green stuff.
Oh, yeah, phlegm.
When it's green, you're pretty sick, yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay, then that would make sense why he didn't go out or he didn't phone or call or anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I know when he smokes, he's stressed out. So he must be stressed out over something.
I just see cigar, though. I don't see cigarette. They're just showing me cigar.
Well, maybe resting. Yeah, maybe just kind of relaxing
at
home.
Is his favorite chair, like behind his favorite chair, is at the dining room kitchen?
Oh, excuse me. Yes. Yeah.
Bless you. Yeah. Is he very clean?
Yes, he's extremely
yeah.
clean.
It looks extremely clean. That's what they're showing me.
Yeah. Yeah, like really like a Seinfeld type of clean, yeah.
Does he have slide-on slippers?
Yes. you had gotten, just to let you know, the last time I talked to you, you had mentioned that he was eating. He went on a trip to see his daughter, and he was in the hotel and was eating snacks, or that he was going out and eating. And that was correct. Yeah, the last time
yeah.
I had talked to you, and it was right on
oh,
the money.
Wow.
He said, "Oh yeah," he's like, "I was going out eating this and that, and drinking in the hotel by myself." Yeah, there was nobody there, but he was just enjoying himself, and everything you kind of said was like pretty much down to the money, right on the money with that. So.
Oh, that's
yeah, you're highly
that's
correct.
Funny.
Highly
that's
correct.
True.
So, yeah. So you were pretty much on target with my other friend too. You had mentioned a gentleman, like an editor friend of mine.
Yeah,
we had a falling out. Yes, he got very nasty. Just wouldn't answer my pages and just very, very cold type of attitude. So I just didn't bother with him. Just left him alone.
Yeah, he's jealous of you.
Yeah, yeah, and the funny thing is that he has a big editorial job, but the problem is that his wife, I don't know if it's more of his wife doesn't like me and has turned him against me, which I'm kind of thinking that was the case, like she's jealous, and then she just bugs him so much that maybe he just doesn't want to deal with me being friends with me. You know, that's something.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Let me see what they say, but I got he's jealous for sure.
Yeah, because
he's
trying to justify
it to himself. You know, he knows, like, you're better, but he's trying to justify in his own mind how he's better to make himself feel better. That sounds crazy, but you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, because he feels that he's had more, I've had more opportunities than he has, but he's working steadily, right, John, in different media formats, so but I don't have the responsibility that he does. He has a lot of kids. His wife doesn't work, so he's frustrated. I think that's what it is. I don't have any children. I can just kind of date and just be free where he's stuck at home with a bunch of kids. So, I think that's where the jealousy is. You're 100% correct, though, on that, because my mother has said the same thing. This guy's jealous, and I'm like, what is he jealous of?
Do you have any other questions?
Yeah. Do you see once this this gentleman, will you see him calling me soon, like in a couple of weeks after it gets better or goes back to work, maybe? Or
no, I don't. Sometimes I don't like saying what I'm seeing. I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
I like to say that a lot. But I think he's either been in the hospital or going to go in the hospital, or you're going to hear from him from the hospital?
That could be possible. That could be possible that he could go in because he's sick. He had like a face swelling, and the doctor had talked about possibly doing surgery on him with plastic surgery or something. But when I saw him, it was healing. So maybe it got worse or something. And that could be, he may have to go.
I don't know. They're showing me him in there with an IV. I don't know, but it could be in the future, you know.
Yes, because they said that if it didn't heal, that they were going to have to do plastic surgery on him. And that's possible. That's probably right. Or because he's a diabetic, and he may just go into the hospital, like if he has a real bad cold or flu or something, or can't breathe. That's correct.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you. You were like right on the money.
Thank you.
I can't even explain it. Yeah, very, very.
I know.
Great,
I have to thank Spirit. They're fabulous. They're the ones doing it.
Okay, but I'll let you know. I'll let you know next time you're on. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Have a good day. Bye bye.
Me too.
Thank you, Karen. Well, Holly, I think we're going to cut it. I think we're going to call it a day because we've only had four calls.
Okay, that's fine.
Nobody's calling in.
It's a busy weekend for the Americans.
Well, because it's Thanksgiving weekend. It wasn't expecting much, to be quite honest. But thank you for joining me anyway. And
sure.
I hope you've enjoyed it. Okay.
It was fun, I love doing it.
Oh, I've got the wrong microphone. Okay. We're going to shut shop then, ladies and gentlemen, for this evening. Hopefully tomorrow evening we'll be back to normal hours, all being well. So we're going to leave you with this one.
Most